Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillander on KAYT KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your holy name. Oh, Lord God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord, our God, oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And surely from the depths of my heart, I give God the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel, thanks for you this morning, for the few of you that in obedience followed the leading of the Holy Spirit and have tuned in this morning. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto, but only a few shall find it. Oh, indeed, what a wonderful God that we serve. What a great God. What a mighty God. Well, I think we are all in agreement that the Lord has been good to us for seven long days and seven long nights. You've kept us from the enemy, kept us from the wicked ones, kept us from the violent men, stood between us and the coronavirus. Oh, good God Almighty, what awesome God that we serve. As we slept, he sustained us. When our enemies and our foes came to swallow us up, they stumbled and they fell. Oh, it's because of that awesome God that we serve, whom allowed his angels to encamp around us and to deliver us out of all our troubles. Oh, what a great, awesome God that we serve, Jesus Christ. Our hope of glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love my job. I'm just so grateful once again to be able to open my mouth and let the Lord fill it. Oh, bless his holy name, for he is good. And all the time he's good, for we know that his mercy and do it forever. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Blessed be to your holy name. Speaking of work, let me get to work, for the clock is ticking. Oh, thank you, Lord, for my job. Thank you for hiring me. Thank you for allowing me to work in your vineyard. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. If you have your Bibles, you care to follow along, the book of Jude this morning, it's where the Holy Spirit has directed me in order to direct you in hope that he will open your eyes that you can see and unstop deaf ears where you can hear, that you may understand this way and understand his truth and find this eternal life. Oh, good God Almighty. Jude, verse 1, and it says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. You see, this mercy and this peace and this love is to those whom are preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Well, how do you get in Jesus Christ? Well, we went over this before. The baptism of death. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And verse 3 tells us, beloved, I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. The faith, meaning there's only one faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. As you know, we be still and in order to see the salvation of the Lord, and we're also led by the Spirit of God through his word. You have your Bible, you turn to Acts chapter 6, verse 7, Acts 6 and 7. Holy Spirit is trying to tell you something. Acts 6 and verse 7 it says, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now let's run on to Acts chapter 9 and verse 10 through 16, and it tells us, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayed, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here he had authority from the chief priests to ban all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Oh, yes, Lord, and then turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, blessed be the name of the Holy Ghost. Bless his holy name. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, and it tells us, know that a man is not justified by works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith. And go again. The faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, but by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. In verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And let's go here quickly to Philippians 1:27. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through Brother Paul, in whom the Lord used to bring this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verse 27 says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith. There you go again. Of the gospel. Now let's go here to 1 Timothy. Thank you, Jesus. For he is a little, there's a little line upon line, precept upon precept. Oh, he's so good. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 through 12. And it says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covered after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, Romans chapter 10, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jude verse 4, and it says, for there are certain men crept in unawareness, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, after destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities above them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers, the flesh, despise dominion and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, thrust not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. See, these are the men that speak evil toward this gospel of the kingdom. They speak evil toward those that bring this one truth. They speak evil toward those that say, I'm a servant and therefore a messenger of God. Therefore, I'm not above the master. What the master did is what I must do. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 11, it says, but woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are the spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are, without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. See, these are selfish men. They come to you, but they're not concerned about you. They're only concerned about themselves and their families. They are not concerned about you. They are concerned about the finances. You know, when Jesus walked the earth, he was so common among the people that when the wicked ones came to carry him away, Judas had to kiss him on the cheek to verify to them who he really was. Not so today. We know the so-called shepherd today. How do we know him?